Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for the bigger picture. And one of the things we are talking about in a big way is a possible vaccine for COVID-19.
Yes, so we've got this positive injection of good news. Pfizer and BioNTech saying their vaccine is 90% effective. So it is really painting to, I guess, bright days ahead if we do get something materializing and helping the economy get back on track. So that is seeing markets price in quite a bit. We've got an overnight push quite strongly on the Dow. At one stage, up nearly 1,600 points. And then you had the big sell-off or a slight sell-off in tech stocks, especially the stay-at-home ones, that trimmed gains. So you saw the energy sector surging more than 14% on the S&P 500 sectors, and you've got the financials, the next biggest winner, an 8.2% rise. Let's get a bigger picture from Abhilash Narayan. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Abhilash. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Abhilash, just walk through what's going on with the vaccine news first. How much of a game changer is it? How much will it change your economic and market outlook?
Well, first off, undoubtedly, it is a very, very positive news. I mean, you did mention that the effectiveness is 90%. And just to quote Dr. Anthony Fauci, he said that in his opinion, an efficiency of 60 to 70% is good, but 90% is extraordinary. But I think it's important not to get carried away, right? Mm. For two reasons. First, the vaccine is still pending FDA approval, and we have seen trials of multiple vaccine candidates getting stopped. So I hope it doesn't happen, but that's a possibility that we need to be aware of. Secondly, if we think about it, Pfizer itself said that it will be able to produce vaccine for about 650 million people by end of 2021, which is just 8% of the global population. Obviously, we need to see, you know, how to get the vaccine to the rest of the population. So overall, a positive news, but there are some challenges to be solved. From a market's perspective, I think there are two key implications. Firstly, at a headline level, it is supportive for growth, and by extension, it is positive for equities. But within equities, we could obviously see some sector rotation away from tech to other sectors such as industrials, etc. And secondly, it could lead to higher government bond yields.
Mm. Yeah, Abhilash, it's important not to get too carried away with the good news right now. But what's also moving is the currency markets in reaction to the vaccine news. And I'm going to zoom in on the US dollar. It's up 0.5% on the dollar index. And I thought this was interesting because off the back of Biden's win, there were many expectations that this would actually kickstart a meaningful decline because of improved prospects for trade partners, which would help trade-related currencies like the Aussie dollar. But what's going on right now with the US dollar? Why is it getting so much traction this morning?
Well, yeah, absolutely. In the short term, it's a bit surprising to see the dollar strengthen the way it did. But I think it's what's important for a lot of investors like ourselves is to have a 3 to 12 month horizon. And there we still think that, you know, the dollar should weaken from where we are today. And that's down to 2-3 key reasons, right? So firstly, if you look at seasonality, historically, the U.S. dollar has weakened in November and December, regardless of U.S. elections, right? So that's one seasonal perspective. Secondly, from a fundamental perspective, dollar remains slightly expensive. And when we think about the twin fiscal deficits, fiscal and current deficit that U.S. has, that is bound to exert a downward pressure on the U.S. dollar. So on our end, we think that the current bounce in dollar is an opportunity for investors to actually sell the dollar and buy into currencies such as euro, pound and Australian dollar, which we think will appreciate on a 12-month horizon.
Okay, sell on the rally for the US dollar. We're chatting with Abhilash Narayan. He's the Senior Investment Strategist for Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, looking at the elections, we saw many investors sitting on the sidelines, some of them holding on to cash to wait out the uncertainty. There is a bit more clarity now. We've got likely Joe Biden in the White House with possibly a Republican Senate. Who will be the winners and losers from this? Let's start with the stocks sector right now.
Before just getting to stocks, I think in our assessment, a divided Congress with a Democrat president is possibly the best outcome for markets, since that means more predictable policy, but also the fact that Democrats don't have enough numbers to reverse tax cuts or, you know, tighten regulations. So within equities, we think that, you know, at a regional level, non-US equities, so especially emerging market equities and Asian equities should do well on the back of weaker dollar and lower geopolitical risk. From a style perspective, we think growth equities should continue to do well as compared to value. If we move on to bonds, we think emerging market dollar and local currency bonds should do well. And even like within developed markets, we think U.S. high yield bonds should do well given the attractive yield and the lower risk of regulation, especially against shale oil producers.
And you mentioned a few things, bonds, stocks. How about gold? Is that something in the frame for allocation as well?
Yes, absolutely. So we remain bullish on gold. And obviously, we have seen the gold price plunge sharply overnight, and we continue to think that it's a buying opportunity. So on a 12-month horizon, we are looking at a gold price around $2,100 per ounce. And that's driven by the fact that, you know, given where bond yields are right now, we think that the real yields, which is yields net of inflation, will continue to be negative. And that combined with weaker dollar should act as a catalyst for higher gold prices from here on. So, yeah, overnight drop is potentially a good opportunity to average in.
Yeah, so support for gold driven by bond yields and long-term weakness in the U.S. dollar. And just to wrap things up, Abhilash, looking ahead to the end of the year, how much upside are you expecting for markets when you look at it from a historic perspective? We are typically expecting a bit of a Christmas or Santa Claus rally towards the end of the year. Is it going to be any different this year?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, if you look at last 20 years or so, Q4 has been the strongest quarter for the markets. And if I remember correctly, generally the returns have been around 4-5% range. And certainly the good news on vaccine and U.S. elections do argue for a year-end rally. But I think the key unknown is the pace of COVID infections, because if we see virus infections continue to accelerate, then we could see lockdowns and that could hurt the economy and cause a temporary wobble. But obviously, with more promise on vaccine and the continued economic recovery, we would again use that pullback to buy on dips.
All right, buy on dips if you have the chance. Abhilash Narayan, Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.